next on the 5 o'clock report.
Everything about this bill is rotten to the core.
This is the single most dangerous piece of legislation before the United States Congress.
The administration has distanced itself from Netanyahu.
This is insanity.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Israel under attack. That is our top story at 5. Rockets fired by the terror group Hamas continue to rain down on Tel Aviv tonight as violent skirmishes between the two sides earlier this week have now escalated big time.
And once again, we're here watching a spark lead to this kind of violence between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Retired four-star General Jack Keane says the violence began with a threat for the Palestinians to leave their homes. Now Israel is on the verge of war.
400 rockets later and 80 to 100 airplanes striking Gaza. Here's where we are. It could lead to what happened in 2014 where ground troops went into Gaza. Hopefully that is not the case.
Pennsylvania Congressman Pat Toomey.
There have been literally hundreds of rockets fired by Hamas towards Tel Aviv. Iron Dome apparently has been effective, but you know, we've always been concerned about the possibility that it can be overwhelmed by sheer volume.
Toomey says the attacks against Israel should give President Biden pause about re-entering that nuclear deal with Iran.
My worry is that the Biden administration wants back into this deal way too badly. And, you know, this attack should be a reminder that we've got to consider Iran's malign influence throughout the region, its sponsorship of terrorism, its development of delivery systems. All of that has to be on the table.
The White House condemning the airstrikes from Hamas today. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
The president's support for Israel's security, for its legitimate right to defend itself and its people is fundamental and will never waver.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying tonight that Hamas will pay a very heavy price for the airstrikes on Israel. Panic at the pump. That is the other big story at 5. They're gallivanting for gas up and down the East Coast tonight as drivers feel the effects of the shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline from that ransomware attack.
It's been crazy. This is worse than a hurricane.
That woman tried to fuel up in Pensacola, Florida earlier today. Her and her daughters spending a whole lot of time in the car together with lines at the gas pumps stretching for miles.
I've been so bored and I was hangry. Like, there's a lot of gas stations, like 4 gas stations we passed by, and they're all crowded up with cars.
They're running out of gas at service stations in Georgia and in North Carolina tonight, too. Today, the U.S. Senate started debate on historic voting reforms. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
There is no reason our two parties can't work together on S1. In fact, the legislation has already been updated and improved. It now includes input from election officials across the country, including Republican election officials.
But Utah Senator Mike Lee says the bill tramples state control when it comes to elections, increases the risk of voter fraud, and tips the scales in favor of Democrats.
I think I disagree with every single word in H.R. 1, including the words but and the. Everything about this bill is rotten to the core.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
This is the single most dangerous piece of legislation before the United States Congress. And their broader objective is to rig the system, to stay in power forever.
A similar version of the bill passed the Democrat-controlled House with 0 Republican support. House Republicans will vote tomorrow to oust Liz Cheney from her leadership role. Her replacement is expected to be upstate New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Cheney is under fire for voting to impeach former President Trump. Vaccinating the kids. Today, the FDA cleared the way for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children as young as 12. The first shots in arms expected Thursday, and the experts say this will go a long way toward getting schools fully reopened this fall.
For so many kids who are in high school, this fall could feel like a normal high school year. And that's incredible after what kids have been through.
Dr. Richard Besser at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation says once kids are vaccinated, those face masks need to come off.
I sure do. I sure do. You know, and that's something I think we're going to be moving more and more towards. If people are fully vaccinated, they can be together without masks on. That's a very safe thing.
Only about 30% of parents, though, say they'll let their kids get vaccinated when the shots become available. Nearly a quarter say their kids won't get the shot at all. The battle over critical race theory has reached the boiling point in the U.S. after the head of the nation's second largest teachers union announced her support of the 1619 Project. That project aims to reframe U.S. history by placing slavery at the center of our national narrative.
When you look at the 1619 Project, that sort of creates a marker where they can point to and say, see, this is when America began, and it was founded on slavery, and we fought for our independence to preserve slavery, which, of course, is not the case.
Ian Pryor with FightForSchools.com says all critical race theory does is divide the country and muddy the waters when it comes to U.S. history.
I mean, think about it. If you're a black student, you're taught to embrace victimization. If you're a white student, guilt. If you're mixed race, it's confusing. And for the Asian students, they're really left as collateral damage. And that's what we're doing. We're dividing students along identity group lines.
Pryor says critical race theory isn't about educating kids. It's about promoting an agenda. Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit will be allowed to race in the Preakness Stakes this weekend after trainer Bob Baffert agreed to full access to medical and testing results. The controversial horse failed a post-drug test following its Derby win. Still to come this Tuesday, easing restrictions in Pennsylvania, baseball's back in Binghamton, and a message 15 billion miles from Earth.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here's your Family Life regional weather forecast. Another chilly night is upon us, but some milder weather is coming, owing to a gradual shift to the jet stream level. In the meantime, again, chilly tonight, there'll be some cloud cover, a couple of scattered showers, mainly this evening, and then overnight, there could be a few pockets of frost where skies partially clear. Low temperatures about 40 near the shores of the Great Lakes, 30s most elsewhere. For tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, not as cool as it was today. High temperatures, 50s to near 60. And on Thursday, a nice day with abundant sunshine and a little milder. The high temperature Thursday, upper 50s to the middle 60s.
Alrighty, Kevin Williams checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Tuesday, May 11th. Pennsylvania increasing indoor gatherings to 50% capacity and outdoor get-togethers to 75%. That'll start next Monday, May 17th. Today, Governor Tom Wolf announced the easing of COVID restrictions as more and more folks start to get vaccinated in the Commonwealth. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo today announced a new round of regional economic development funds in the post-COVID era.
Saying to regions all across the state, you plan your economic rebirth. And if you come up with a smart plan and a daring plan, the state of New York will fund it. And we have $750 million available to do that.
The governor says the deadline to apply for the state funding is July 30th. Health officials in Monroe County, New York, urging parents to get their kids vaccinated against COVID.
Getting your child vaccinated will help us stop this virus from spreading throughout our community, and it will help prevent further variations, which we know will ultimately delay our emergence from this pandemic.
Monroe County Health Commissioner Dr. Michael Mendoza says now that the FDA has given the go-ahead to the Pfizer vaccine for kids, he's urging everyone ages 12 to 15 to get the shot. Pennsylvanians will decide a couple of statewide referendums next week that could limit the governor's ability to make emergency declarations. Congressman Glenn Thompson says it's time to rein in Tom Wolf's pandemic powers.
This is a great time, a great election in Pennsylvania to restore some checks and balances. Put limits on the governor.
The ballot questions are expected to drive traffic to the polls for primary day, which is 1 week from today in Pennsylvania. Reaction to Governor Cuomo's mandate yesterday that all SUNY and CUNY students get the COVID-19 vaccine before returning to school in September continues to pour in. Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in Houghton, New York, says the governor has crossed the line. The
governor is going to cause a real uproar, and unfortunately, it's probably going to cost people money to file lawsuits, and I'm really disappointed that the governor would take that stance.
The religious exemption to the vaccine mandate no longer applies in New York. Only those with medical waivers will be allowed to refuse the shot. Memorial Day just 2 weeks away, and it looks like holiday travel getting back to normal.
Yeah, AAA is predicting a massive 60% increase over last year and people traveling more than 50 miles from home. The agency expects 37 million people to take the road from Thursday, May 27th to Monday, the 31st. But that could change if there's another spike in COVID-19 cases. AAA still expects a big rebound for the airline industry, with nearly 3 million Americans flying for the unofficial start of summer. That's nearly 600% more than last year. If you're planning a road trip, prepare to be pinched at the gas pump with much higher prices than have been seen in years. And whether you're vaccinated or not, masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Thank you, Jeremy. Batter up the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, back in action in the Parlor City tonight. The New York Mets AA franchise playing at NYSEG Field for the first time since the fall of 2019. First pitch, 6:35 tonight. Time now for your market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. All of the major indices in the red today after a roller coaster ride on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow down 473, the NASDAQ off by 12, and the S&P 500 lost 36. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more, online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
Sometimes work may seem like drudgery, or as Solomon said early in the book of Ecclesiastes, like chasing after the wind. But if you keep reading, Solomon later goes on to say this: "So I saw that there is nothing better for a man than to enjoy his work, because that is his lot." He also says, "For a man to find satisfaction in all his toil, this is the gift of God." How can you find enjoyment and satisfaction in your work? Start with what the Apostle Paul wrote: "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. You are serving the Lord Christ." Don't think of yourself as just doing a job, but rather as serving Jesus himself. You'll be surprised at the difference that makes.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit MoneyWise.org. Write it down, MoneyWise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Yep, the Oakland A's looking for a new home. ESPN reporting the A's have the green light from Major League Baseball to explore other cities to possibly relocate to. How about that? The A's began as a franchise in Philadelphia, then moved to Kansas City in 1955. They've been in Oakland since 1968. The current Coliseum is old and plagued with problems. The team trying to work out a new stadium. At least five New York Yankees coaches have tested positive for COVID-19. There is no immediate word on the status for tonight's game. The Yankees scheduled to play the Rays in Tampa at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere, Cleveland hosting the Cubs. Pirates try to bounce back from that 14-1 loss when they host the Reds again. Yeah. Nationals hosting the Phillies. Mets at home against the O's. The Blue Jays in Atlanta. The NBA, the Raptors host the Clippers. 76ers in Indiana. Nets in Chicago. NHL playoffs begin tonight. Of course, the Penguins won the East Division. They'll take on the Islanders, not tonight, but soon. And the Maple Leafs play tomorrow. They won the North. Should be fun. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here's your Family Life regional weather forecast. Another chilly night is upon us, but some milder weather is coming, owing to a gradual shift to the jet stream level. In the meantime, again, chilly tonight, there'll be some cloud cover, a couple of scattered showers, mainly this evening, and then overnight, there could be a few pockets of frost where skies partially clear. Low temperatures about 40 near the shores of the Great Lakes, 30s most elsewhere. For tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, not as cool as it was today. High temperatures, 50s to near 60. And on Thursday, nice day with abundant sunshine and a little milder. The high temperature Thursday, upper 50s to the middle 60s.
All righty, Kevin Williams, finally at 5. We've just heard from Voyager 1, the farthest man-made object from planet Earth. Family Life's Bob Price.
The car-sized probe has just detected a faint, persistent hum in interstellar space. Scientists say it's interstellar gas, and it sounds like a quiet or gentle rain. Voyager 1 began its odyssey into deep space back in 1977. After beaming back dazzling views of Jupiter and Saturn, it hopscotched Uranus and Neptune and powered past Pluto. It's now about 15 billion miles from Earth, the only man-made object to exit our solar system. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Thank you, Bob. And Sonny, we just got another message from Voyager 1. This was beamed back to our newsroom just a short while ago. Now, this is huge. Take a listen.
We've been trying to reach you concerning your car's extended warranty.
There you go. Some rare sounds from outer space.
I've got nothing. Good stuff.
The 5 O'Clock Report was brought to you in part by the House Connect family and Crickler Vending, with offices in Lancaster.